Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The holidays can be a time of excess, especially in food consumption. All those Christmas cookies. That might be why so many people make New Year's resolutions to eat healthier or drink less. But it turns out most people might actually eat more in January than they do during the holidays. Lizzie Pope is a professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Science at UVM. She's just published a study on grocery shopping habits. Lizzie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So you tracked the things that people buy at the grocery store, and you found that people do tend to buy more and more unhealthy food during the holidays. But then what happens in January?
So what happens in January was the part of the study that really surprised us. What we found was that people continued to buy just as much unhealthy food as they had been buying during the holiday period. But what happened was they bought about three times as much healthy food after the holidays as they were buying during the holidays. You add those together, the unhealthy and the healthy food, they're actually buying more calories in the new year than they were buying in the holiday period. And that was surprising to us.
You thought that people would perhaps buy less junk food while they're putting more healthy food into their cart?
We thought that because of New Year's resolutions and New Year's resolutions to eat more healthily, lose weight being so common, that people would buy more healthy food, but that we would see a decrease in the amount of unhealthy food people were purchasing, and therefore the amount of calories in their cart would be lower.
But it turns out the kale is just covering that chocolate chip cookie package.
Yeah, I mean, kale is very leafy. It's very bunchy. So you can cover a lot underneath a good layer of kale.
So people are, though, buying healthier food after the holidays. Doesn't that suggest that perhaps at least they're adding some better nutrients into their diet?
Yes, that's a very positive way to look at it. And I mean, it's good. It's like people have this intention to buy healthier food and they're doing that. But why? It's almost like this healthy food is causing a health halo over the unhealthy food. And so you're able to kind of vicariously fulfill your New Year's resolution to eat healthier without having to feel any loss about the loss of junk food in your cart, because you just cover it with healthy food and then you don't feel lost and you feel, yes, I'm making my goals happen, but maybe not so much.
Did you look at all at people's spending habits? Because it would seem that your budget for food wouldn't increase just because it's January. So how are people able to afford to add more money into their food budget?
That's a great point. I'm not sure how they're able to afford to add more money, but it does seem that people are spending more in the new year. And that's kind of also counterintuitive because a lot of people face bills from the holiday season with all the gift giving, et cetera, et cetera. But for some reason, the grocery spending does seem to go up during that period.
I'm talking with Lizzie Pope. She's a professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Science at UVM. And we're looking at people's food consumption habits by tracking their grocery shopping and how they do in January with these potential resolutions to eat better. Professor Pope, I'm curious how you did the research, because there's a part of me that's feeling a little uncomfortable thinking that all of the purchases that I've been making at the grocery store may be being tracked by somebody who now knows what I purchased. So how did you actually do this research?
Yeah, well, everyone had to give informed consent to be part of the study. You can rest easy that
no one knows what I've been buying.
The grocery store knows. So, you know, I think baby Big Brother basically knows whatever we're doing in our whole lives now. But we had informed consent from all of the families that took part in our study. And then we tracked their purchasing over 7 months just by using like a loyalty card at the grocery store that was partnering with us.
And how many people did you track?
We had 171 households.
And were they all in New York? Is that where you did the research?
Yep, they're in central New York, not in the city.
Do you think that has any influence on what people are purchasing? Because it struck me that wintertime in the Northeast may not be the easiest time to be trying to shift your diet solely to healthy food. It doesn't always look as appealing in the fresh food aisle, whereas if you're living out in, you know, the Central Valley in California, it may be an easier sell in January to think about eating fresh, healthy vegetables.
Absolutely. And that is a challenge that we face here in the Northeast, especially in Vermont and in New York, where the study was done. But since our study was comparative and we were comparing December, basically, to January, I think that we're facing the same barriers in those time periods. If we look at the summer, we might see a different pattern emerge. But because we were really looking at like November, December versus January, February, I think that the seasonal differences wouldn't have affected our results that much.
How did you make the call, the judgment in determining what was healthy food versus unhealthy food?
Yeah, that's a really great question because we wanted it to be quite objective how we were making that decision. And so we used a nutrient rating system that some people actually might be familiar with. If you shop at Hannaford's, they have the star system where 0 stars equal a less healthy food item, such as soda or chips. Even goldfish receive 0 stars, unfortunately. And then items that have 1 to 3 stars are more healthy. And so we used that rating system to determine whether a food was less healthy or more healthy. Zero star items were less healthy, and 1 to 3 star items were in our healthier category.
Did you talk to the people who had given you consent to track their food purchases about what they were thinking?
No, we didn't. We didn't have any sort of qualitative or interview aspect to the study, but that would be so interesting to see if they even noticed what was happening. My guess is that they wouldn't have, because even though we think we're really attuned and you would say, no way, I don't do that, I'm sure I don't, oftentimes you do.
So what's your takeaway in terms of people who do want to work on eating more healthily and maybe aren't as attuned to what they're purchasing, or maybe are seeing themselves in this study and thinking, oh yeah, I didn't cut back on the junk food. I just bought more vegetables and then they wasted in my refrigerator. I mean,
right.
What should people do with this information?
I think that one thing that people can do is to just, when they go in the grocery store doors, have your antenna up, raise your awareness, raise your consciousness, maybe make a shopping list before you even get to the grocery store and stick to it. Do not get sucked in by the end of aisle displays or the candy at the end. You can do it. You can make it through. You can also think of your cart and try dividing it in half, either visually with like your coat or something that your purse. Fill half that cart with healthier items, and then you can have we all need a few treats, right?
Has it changed the way you think about your shopping?
I have been considering what is going in my basket, but I always do, because if you're a nutrition professor or a dietitian and you run into people you know at the grocery store and they see ice cream, Lucky Charms, and cookies in there, it's a little embarrassing.
It's a professional liability.
It is.
Lizzie Pope is a professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Science at UVM. She's just published a study on grocery shopping habits showing that people buy more food in the post-holiday period. Professor Pope, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.